young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating.
Welcome back. The late, great Otis Redding. That voice, Try a Little Tenderness, passed away on this day in a plane crash, and it was something we'll remember for all time, that one of the greatest singers of all time left us much too early. Who knows what he'd be creating if he was still alive and with us today. And so we remember him in this song on this day, on this 10th of December. And to continue our day in history on this 10th of December, this is International Human Rights Day. And before we get that, this is also the day that the Nobel Peace Prize is given out. This is the day in 1896 that Alfred Nobel, who the Peace Prize was named after, who created dynamite and all the chemists who gave us many of the explosives that we use in war today, created the Nobel Peace Prize, passed away on this day in 1893. And on this day, Malala Yousafzai won the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's hear a bit of her speech and talk about her and this prize.
So I'm thankful to my father for not clipping my wings, for letting me to fly and achieve my goals, for showing to the world that a girl is not supposed to be the slave. A girl has the power to go forward in her life. And she's not only a mother, she's not only a sister, she's not only a wife. But a girl she should have an identity. She should be recognized, and she has equal rights as a boy. Even though my brother thinks that they are treated, that I'm treated very well, and they're not treated very well, but that's fine but that's fine.
And that is the voice of Malala Yousafzai, who accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. And of course, who is she? I think we all remember who she is. Back in 2009, she began writing a blog when she was 11 years old after the Taliban took over her community in Pakistan in her valley, and what that occupation meant in the Swat Valley. Then it was picked up by the BBC. They began detailing her life under the Taliban occupation, and she was revealed by them and by Adam Ellick from the New York Times, a documentary they made about her life and who she was, standing up for women's rights and girls' rights and the right for girls to have an education. And then on the afternoon of the 9th of October, 2012, when Malala Yousafzai was getting on her school bus and sat down on her school bus to go to school, a gunman walked onto that bus, asked for her by name, walked back to her seat, pointed a pistol at her head, fired three times. She lived in critical condition, was brought to Britain, where the family lives now. Some of the clerics involved with Al-Qaeda and other groups in the Taliban issued a fatwa to kill all those against her. But then another group issued a fatwa against those who attempted to kill her, to take them out. And she today strode up to take the Nobel Prize for Peace, a prize that sometimes people have looked at as a very political prize, not knowing why some people receive it. Other times that prize given out because the person deeply deserved it. So in this case, the young woman who received that prize today, Malala Yousafzai, received that prize and deserved that prize. And so we think of her and all the others who fight for peace in this world. This is also the day in 1948 the International Declaration of Human Rights was signed after World War II, signed by almost every nation in the world, at the beginning of independent nation at that time, before many of the African nations were independent, but both Liberia and Ethiopia independent at that moment, signed the International Declaration of Human Rights, which declared because of World War II and what happened in World War II and the massive killings on all sides in that war, that we have to have a different way of looking at liberty, and that everybody in this world has a right to vote, a right to think freely, a right to walk freely, be educated, a right to education, health care, and more. So this is known as Human Rights Day internationally, and on that bill signed by the United Nations in 1948. And on this day, we lost a couple of really important people, and let me just remember them. We lost on this day Red Cloud, who we've talked about many times in the past year on the program, a Lakota chief, and we'll end on this day in 1909. After years of fighting Americans and making peace with Americans, he passed away on this day in 1909. And we lost one of the greatest comedians, actors, producers, screenwriters, and an icon looking at American culture and changed the definition of comedy and culture, looking at race and war in our society. Richard Pryor passed away on this day in 2005. And that is our day in history. For the rest of our day in history, let me encourage you all to please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there.